Let's go. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Let's yeah, do
let's
this.
Let's do
thing.
It. Let's get weird.
Hello and welcome back to the Lee Summit Town Hall podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. That other person, Liesl. She's back.
I am back. Hello, Lee Summit.
She was actually back last week. I said she was gone, but we had some technical difficulties.
And we recorded a whole session, I would like to add.
We did record. I don't know. So technology went weird. I can't even explain.
Sometimes things just happen.
What happened.
Yeah.
It's not even supposed to be possible, but things got messed up. So anyway, I made my son sit down and do the intro with me last week.
Wait, your son did the intro?
Wait, you don't even listen to our own podcast?
No, I don't. Do you? Wait, hold on. Do you listen to your own podcast? Because I think it's kind of weird. Unless there's an episode I really like, I'm not going to like listen to it. I feel like it's sort of narcissistic.
Well, I do because I have to, you know, like edit and put.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But my mommy listens.
My business partner listens.
Aww.
We're so special.
Little Taylor Swift heart sign to Melissa.
We upped our listenership to 2.
Yes.
Once I joined, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, we got guests again live in the vault. We've got guests again. It's, you know, the greatest guest we've ever had in like, what are we talking now? 6 years, 7 years of this show?
8, 9? 10?
Do some math, Lisa. I'm the nerd.
We started in
2016. So March 2016 to March 24.
It's like 8 years, right?
That's 8 years,
We've
guys.
Been doing this. I think you are. I don't want to do the math again, but you are the most frequent guest we've had. Julie Cook!
Thank you so much for having me back.
Events director for Downtown Lee Summit Main Street. I love having you back.
Thank you so much. I love being on this podcast. I'm practically like the third host at this point.
I think I could.
You know?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think so, too. I think she's
okay
the third host.
The third host of the greatest local podcast brought to the good people by Budget Blinds of Lee Summit.
We do love them.
I mean, like, if you are ready to, you know, go decorate your house, add some window treatments, whatever. Those are the folks to
go
see.
They are the people to go see.
They are the home of Signature Series Shades. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that or not.
And they're literally right in downtown Lee Summit. And the best part is you can go see Bert the dog there too. Just when you're having a stressful day, it's just nice. You have amazing blinds, amazing people, and an amazing dog. It's like all the things.
And really, if you're struggling to choose which style, you just have Bert choose for you.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Bert's very chill.
Bert
he probably wants
you.
The robot.
Bert likes the smart
shades.
Stuff. He wants the robot shades.
Yeah. He's kind of lazy like that.
He is the prince of downtown.
Yes, he is.
I mean, let's be honest with you. So, you know, go into Budget Blinds. Tell them Liesl and Nick sent you.
Can I just give you guys props? That was one of the most seamless plugs I've ever heard on a podcast.
Aww. Oh,
you
thanks.
Guys, and I listen to a lot of them. So,
you know, you don't have to suck up to us
I
anymore.
Mean,
right?
Like, I know. If
I
could,
like you, but
I'd love to use this platform. I'm actually sponsored by Casper Mattress.
Okay.
And so I think that was you opened up just the door for me to just blast through with that promo for them. Best
yeah,
night's sleep.
That.
No, I'm kidding. I wish Casper, if you're listening,
are you
please?
Are you
please
team
sponsor.
Casper?
No. So I actually have a Lisa mattress that I sleep on. Yeah.
It's, I went I switched to Team Purple a few years
Are
ago.
Are you? Wow. Yeah. What kind of coin do you have to get a purple mattress?
That wasn't too bad.
Okay.
I mean, it was pretty cheap. It was pretty on par with the rest. Look,
was
you,
it? Okay.
You guys know me. I mean, like, I am a cheapskate.
Your word's not mine, Nick Parker. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
I own it. It's not an insult to me.
He's out here flexing on the purple mattress.
Yeah,
I know.
I switched to that. Well, you know what? It was when we moved, right?
Okay.
And so it was so nice to like just get rid of the one, not move it, and then have the new one delivered. And so when we
Chef's
came
kiss.
In, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. It was just present right there
right?
for you.
Yeah. So I'm all about it. It's been comfortable. I like it.
That's good.
Nice.
Julie, what do we got coming up? This is new this year, a new event to the lineup of 1 billion downtown events.
I mean,
you
don't do that many events, do you?
I mean, it's, yeah.
It's
no,
a
I stay nice and busy, but that's how I like it. I mean, first off, thank you so much for having me on the podcast today because I've needed an outlet to to share with the people what this new event is all about. Because when you do something for the very first time, you have an event that's first ever, never been done in this exact way, it can be hard for people to kind of wrap their heads around what this is.
And change is hard.
It is. And we're a community that we love traditions. And so since we've had the chance to do a brand new event, I mean, I've been so excited about it. I'm glad we're adding this to our calendar. The event we're going to talk about today is none other than Shamrock the Block.
Shamrock the Block.
Shamrock.
I like it.
Shamrock the Block. And so what this event is a free community block party on Southwest Main Street, up by the Amtrak station. It's across from Reese Nichols. Shout out to Reese Nichols. They are presenting sponsor. Thank you. Thank you for your generous support.
We appreciate you, Reese Nichols.
Give you the whole Bartles and James. Wait, we have sound effects we can just throw in here?
Yeah, that does happen every
now and then. I'm the magic man, Julie. I'm the magic man.
You know what, though? He's really making it rain for you, for being honest.
Wow. I mean, did you guys hear that round of applause, the cheers?
I know.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're that good, it happens.
It does. I'm just hoping I don't cue, like, the sad trombone sound at all. How many more can I just get?
I got a lot.
You got a lot in this.
I really try not to use that very often, but sometimes it just needs it.
I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to say that sad trombone is the sound that needs to happen after I say, guys, there's not going to be a parade this year.
I know.
Brace yourself.
I refuse to play it after that. Look,
okay.
I love the
parade. Because
it's
not a sad trombone moment.
No,
Nick.
No. It's not. Look, but I chaired that when I had to. I acted like it was a burden.
We were forced.
I mean, look, guys, when they make you a volunteer chair, the staff does most of the work.
Little known fact.
It's my favorite board. It really is. I was like, one year they were like, you're the secretary. And I'm like, cool. Who takes notes? They're like, Jenny. I was like, what?
I don't even have to take notes.
I was like,
what do I do?
I just
got voluntold into the secretary position for a different board. And I'm like, hey, you know, over at the downtown folk.
The secretary doesn't actually have to take notes.
You know what I got? Laughter.
Laughter.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but I'm not going to play sad trombone. Look, the parade was awesome.
It had a great run.
And
it
that's
did.
The thing. The hard thing to remember is that events have a shelf life.
Always. They absolutely
right?
do.
And the other thing I think to remember is this is a fundraiser event. It's a great family event, but it was also a fundraiser for this important nonprofit. And it was just time for a change. I mean, we went from, was it 2017, 2018? We had 100 floats.
Yep.
I don't remember exactly which year.
No, but we did.
We had 100 floats, and we had 40 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very,
And so, it's a lot of work. It was a fantastic event, but it's time to mix it up a little bit and try something new. And look, we've got an opportunity to try some new things here over the next couple years. Let's do it.
And we have to pivot. We like to use that word. We have to
pivot.
It's
so true.
Like all
look at Liesl. She's like,
owners.
I'm gonna. If people aren't mad enough that we're canceling the parade,
yeah, I'm gonna use the word pivot. But we
I'm
do
gonna use that word that everyone
in
hates.
Our lives. Sometimes there are things that are no longer serving us in the way that they used to, and so we just have to reinvent ourselves. So we are reinventing, and giving the people what they want.
Well said. I mean, what more do you want? Liesl, you nailed it. No, and I really am so excited about this event. And I want to try to paint a picture for all the listeners, all your many, many, two, now three listeners.
Hi, Melissa. It's good to hear you.
Paint me a picture, Julie.
My mommy listens to this podcast, too. Okay.
Oh, three people.
So three moms are loving this right now. So if you can imagine, you're up on Southwest Main, the street's closed. We have full use of that block as well as Howard Station Park on the other side
That'll
of the tracks.
Be good.
We are going to keep some of the things that families loved from the parade, and we're going to work them into the event. We're also going to add some new things that you haven't seen in downtown before. So what we're keeping from years past that's been really well received is the gold coin hunt, where hundreds of kids will line up.
Oh, the kids love that.
Oh, they love it. They do love it.
You hide thousands of green and gold coins in the lawn, and they're gone in about 6.5 minutes.
Yep.
Does it take that long, really?
I mean, that's probably being very generous. Like, it's probably shorter than that. But so that'll kick off at 10:30 and 11:30 on the park side. But at 10 o'clock on Saturday, March 16th is when this all goes down. Imagine the bagpipers that you love from the parade just kicking off this event, marching up to Reese Nichols building there. And you've got a performance by a drum line, and you get to see the Heartland Irish Dancers perform. They're bringing in a float, and they're going to perform up there. So we'll have lots of like Irish music, and it's going to be lively and really festive and fun. So we're keeping the Irish spirit alive with Shamrock the Block, no doubt about it.
And there's going to be businesses there that yes. are that have like kind of little mini booths on the yeah. street to, with activities. They're handing out candy and
absolutely
stickers. I mean, like, who doesn't love stickers? I think I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3. I have like 5 sticker piles sitting right here in the studio.
No,
who doesn't love stickers?
Everyone loves stickers.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the trunk or treat / parade float component.
Right.
But it's like instead of those floats driving by, you walk up to them and get
here's
the candy.
What I like about yeah. that. I don't worry about any kids getting run over.
Absolutely. That is a fair concern.
I mean, look,
we should put that on the flyers yeah. next
If I had one thing that gave me anxiety every year about the parade, it was that some kid is going to run out yes. in front of one of these cars or giant trucks.
This podcast just took a dark turn, Nick. Oh my gosh. But yes, it is a very safe environment.
It's a safe, family-friendly.
Family-friendly yes. environment.
It is. It's actually on a separate weekend than the pub yep. crawl. So I think that's nice too, because it gives families a little more time mm-hmm. before the chaos of a pub. Like,
yes.
The pub crawl is a blast, and it's
absolutely.
A lot of fun.
But yeah. it's a different
but
demographic.
It's a different vibe. It's a different yep. demographic. I love that having these separated.
Yeah.
It gives, if you're bringing your kids out, you get a little more time for kid stuff.
Exactly. And so that 10 to noon time frame, I think will work perfectly for families with kids. Like, come out to Southwest Main Street on the 16th. I want to mention another fun thing that we've added. So again, our generous sponsors, Reese Nichols, are going to bring in a 9-hole mini golf course.
Nice.
Oh, that yeah. sounds fun.
And that'll be, again, all of this is absolutely free. So bring your family out, get a team
golf.
Together. I love it too. And they're going to have their different, like their teams of realtors decorate each
nice.
Hole along the way. So it's going to have some, you know, it's going to be cute.
And so they're having their own little competition too, I think.
Yeah. It's going to be like little Happy Gilmore Jr. And then what else do we have lined up? So we'll have a face painter. We'll have a balloon artist. We also are going to have 3 different food vendors set up.
Okay.
And
who are they going to be?
Have you guys sampled the edible cookie dough from Rollin' in the Dough?
No, but I've heard amazing things about it.
They are so good. You need to get that sound effect recorded in here because that's perfect.
Scooby snacks.
No, they're really good. So that they'll be set up. You guys have had food from Chef Aristo.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Chef Aristo. Definitely.
He's been at our farmer's market.
Yep.
He's done downtown.
Great
days.
Local food truck.
Yes. He'll be there. And then we also have Miller's Gourmet Popcorn. They pop
yummy.
Out of a movie theater
ooh, yeah.
in Blue Springs, I think.
Oh, that
and they have all
good.
These different flavors.
And they've
got,
been at the festivals.
Yes. They were at Oktoberfest. They do all different like cookies and cream. They've got dill pickle, white cheddar, caramel.
You didn't sell me with the dill pickle one.
Okay, it's sort of like pineapple on pizza. That's, you either love it or hate it.
That is true. Yeah.
Pickle flavors for the weird folk.
I'm all about it. I will.
You're one of the weird
okay.
folk.
Okay, well, there we go. Line in the sand. Yeah. So I think that's going to be super fun. There's going to be lots of different activities for families to do. Perfectly safe, like we've said. Easy access to park over by Bridge Space, behind Security Bank. So just really easy to get to the event. And, yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be
great. There are lots of great parking lots all around downtown, folks.
Yes.
Park there. Mm-hmm. Hold your kids' hands and walk
yes.
on up. It's going to be awesome.
It's awesome. I want to also shout out to this group that we've worked with plenty of times, and they were first on board to to participate, and that is Alyssa's Wishes. If you know Karen, who runs that, they do rock painting at all of our art walks. So we're going to have shamrock painting.
Oh, I love that.
They'll have some shamrock cutouts as well as some rocks, and so we'll have an art activity in Howard Station Park for the kids. So lots of different creative, fun things to do. I think kids for all of all ages are going to be able to have fun at this event, which I'm really excited about.
Karen has as a relatively recent guest on the show within the last year, probably.
Yeah, within the last year we had her on. She's great.
Her story's great. The Alyssa's Wishes group is awesome. Yep. Just, you know, leaving good messages, good words out there.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. We all need a little more positivity.
Yeah, we do.
We do in our lives.
Okay,
so
we don't need pickles.
Remind us again the date and the time.
Yes, so it's Saturday, March 16th from 10 to noon. Up on Southwest Main. And if you'd like more information, please go to our website, downtownls.org.
I love it. I love it. How much fun is it to get to create a new event? I mean, look, it is hard to change, and we harped on that a little bit, but it also has to be a little bit exciting for you because you've been
it
here
is. 8 years.
8 years now.
Yes, I just had my 8-year anniversary. And I'm so glad you said that, Nick, because you're absolutely right. Being here 8 years, it was such a breath of fresh air to get to do something new, because definitely we're known for a lot of these traditions in the community. The mayor's tree lighting, downtown days, you know, Small Business Saturday. These are things people come to expect year after year. And I love doing that. But at the same time, I like to create something new and see how the community embraces it. And so I'm really hoping that with Shamrock the Block, people come out in droves to support this event, and it's something we can keep doing and we can do in the new pavilion space.
Right.
It's going to be built on Green Street.
So we're taking notes.
Yeah. We're going to learn from this.
We're taking notes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And look, that's just awesome for you to get to come up with something new, a new family event.
Well, and also when the name Shamrock the Block came up, it was like, well, now we have to do it because that's the killer name for an event. I love it. Yeah. Get that trademarked. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun when the name comes before the actual idea. Like, I don't know what we're going to do, folks, but we've got a great name for
it. It's going to be fantastic.
No, that is 100% how it happened.
I love that.
It's just too perfect. Now we have to build an event around the name.
Yeah. All right. One last time as we wrap up, Shamrock the Block. What's the time again?
10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, March 16th.
And if they want more information,
head on over to downtownls.org.
And they can follow along with everything on the socials. You guys are downtownls.
Yep, at downtownls.
On the Facebooks.
And the Instagram.
And the Instagrams. Yeah, awesome. Julie Cook, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Mom.
Moms.
Moms.
All of our moms.
Hi, Melissa. My mom doesn't listen, but Melissa does.
So look, I know she's your partner, but come on.
Okay.
Melissa's kind of your mom.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's going to wrap us up for this week. We'll talk to everybody next time.